This is Danielle Jaworwiecka with the BBC News. Hello. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has returned to the presidency of Brazil, promising sweeping reversals to the policies of his far-right predecessor. The left-wing veteran said he would reunite a country riven by inequality and used his first speech to revoke Jair Bolsonaro's gun-carrying laws. Lula also restated his aim to make Brazil a green superpower by reducing deforestation in the Amazon.
We're responsible for most of the Amazon and the vast biomes, large aquifers, ore deposits, oil and clean energy sources. With sovereignty and responsibility, we'll share the forest's greatness with humanity in solidarity.
Lula won his third term after a close-fought election and a revoked prison sentence for corruption. Katie Watson has this assessment of Lula's ability to govern.
This country is hugely divided. There was extra security around Lula as he was sworn in because of threats from Jair Bolsonaro's far-right supporters. It's going to be a very difficult path for him to tread, especially because although he's the same politician, it's not the same Brazil. He ruled Brazil during very buoyant economic times last time. He managed to use those buoyant times for handouts to be able to help millions of people out of poverty. It's not the same Brazil. It's not the same economic situation. He's going to have to be much tougher when it comes to money, and that's not going to make it as easy to rule.
The authorities in northern Mexico say gunmen have attacked a prison in Ciudad Juarez, killing 10 guards and helping at least 24 inmates to escape. At least four prisoners were killed. Prosecutors said the assailants arrived in armoured vehicles and began shooting. The Mexican army has joined efforts to restore security and pursue the fugitives. The Taliban in Afghanistan have angrily rejected accusations by Islamabad that militants attacking Pakistani security forces have their hideouts inside Afghanistan. The Pakistani minister Rana Sanaullah on Saturday warned that if the Afghan authorities fail to act against insurgents from Tehrik-e-Taliban, also known as Pakistani Taliban, Islamabad would target them. Ambarasan Etirajan reports.
Tensions are escalating between Islamabad and Kabul following a series of attacks by Islamist militants against Pakistani forces in recent months, particularly in the northwest of the country bordering Afghanistan. The Pakistani Taliban are loosely aligned with the Afghan Taliban. They have escalated their attacks on Pakistani security forces after calling off a ceasefire in November. There have been reports of targeted killings, abductions, and demands for ransom. Dozens of soldiers have been killed in the past year. Pakistan's National Security Council is holding a meeting on Monday to discuss the worsening security situation in the northwest, among other things.
BBC World News. Mauritius says it's begun negotiations with Britain over the status of the Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean. The remote territory is administered by Britain, which runs the Diego Garcia military base on one of the islands jointly with the United States, but Mauritius claims it in full. The International Court of Justice and the UN General Assembly have both backed Mauritius in its claim to the archipelago. The authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir say unidentified armed men have shot dead four civilians. They said assailants targeted people in three different houses in a village in the district of Rajouri. Seven other residents have been injured. The head of the International Monetary Fund says China's escalating number of COVID cases is bad news for the global economy. Kristalina Georgieva told America's CBS News that the sudden relaxation of coronavirus restrictions would mean more negativity. But she said she expected to see China end the year stronger, as the reopening of the economy in itself should act as a counterweight. Ms. Georgieva also warned that 2023 would be a tough year, as the three main world economies were all slowing simultaneously.
We expect one-third of the world economy to be in recession. And yes, even countries that are not in recession, it would feel like recession for countries of millions of people. But if that resilience of the labor market in the US halts, the US would help the world to get through a very difficult year.
A ban on foreigners buying residential property in Canada has come into effect. The government hopes the temporary two-year restriction will reduce the number of empty or underused properties and make home ownership more affordable for Canadians. The move was proposed by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau during his 2021 re-election campaign in response to rising property prices. BBC News.